Welcome, everybody. Hey, it's glad to have you back on our second program here, coming to you live, well, or by podcast or webcast from Tustin, California. It's another beautiful sunny day here in Southern California. My name's Cal Banyan. I'll tell you a little bit about myself before we get started. I'm the author of the 5-Path System of Hypnotherapy. I developed the 7-Path Self-Hypnosis System, which is practiced all over the world. I'm author of The Secret Language of Feelings, co-author of Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy, Basic to Advanced Techniques for the Professional with my good friend Jerry Kine, one of the greatest teachers in the world of hypnotherapy, one of the greatest teachers of hypnotherapy the world has ever known. I hope you heard that, Jerry. I've contributed to many other journal articles around the country and also many other hypnotherapy CDs, DVDs, course materials, all that kind of stuff. I have a running column in the Journal of Hypnotism, which is an NGH publication. That's the National Guild of Hypnotists. Well, I'm so happy to have you back for another program. Our goal is to provide information for all hypnotherapists out there, people who are interested in hypnosis, and especially our graduates, the 5-Pathers, and even for those who are just thinking about entering into our field. What I plan to cover in this podcast should be of interest to new people and advanced practitioners like the 5-Pathers who have graduated our course. Okay. Before I get started, by the way, I want to invite everyone to our websites, calbanyan.com for news and opinions about the world of hypnosis, and www.hypnosiscenter.com. That's our main website. Information about hypnosis and also about hypnosis training programs that we conduct here in Southern California, and information like our upcoming 7-day Week of Power advanced training at the NGH convention this year. Also, I want to invite you to come by and see our BanyanHypnosisMall.com website. Tons of professional development tools, CDs, DVDs, books, all that kind of good stuff. Plus, hey, you can learn a lot just by stopping by. There's tons of free articles, scripts, audio programs, such as the Meet the Pros program. Hey, if you get a chance, go over to www.BanyanHypnosisMall.com right after this podcast, and you'll find that there's some really valuable online mini seminars by some of the best known people in the world of hypnosis. They're there, and they give you a free mini seminar on all kinds of different topics, from pain management to how to approach corporations about hypnosis, Ericksonian hypnosis, all that. Just go to the BanyanHypnosisMall.com and click on the Meet the Pros link on the left side of the page. If you're interested in coming to our center to receive sessions from me or one of our other hypnotherapists, go to www.BanyanHypnosisCenter.com and you can learn all about that. We have free recorded information of interest to people who just want to know about hypnosis. That's on another website called www.HypnosisInformationLine.com. I don't care where you are in the world, if you're interested in hypnosis, you'll like to hear that. Oh, it's about a 10 or 11 minute recording where I explain some stuff about hypnosis that just about everybody that's interested in hypnosis would like to hear. Also, we have www.thesecretlanguageoffeelings.com. You're going to learn about that secret language inside of you that we call feelings and emotions. And finally, www.theseventhpath.com, information about my special form of mind-body-spirit holistic hypnosis. All right, now I've got all that out of the way. Let's get into the topics of today. Now, my first topic is, I thought it would be wonderful if early on in our series of programs that I had the chance to talk about what is hypnosis really. Almost every organization or every school and almost every hypnotist or hypnotherapist is going to define hypnosis differently. Well, I want you to know what 5-Pathers think hypnosis is. Very, very simple. It can be explained in just a few words. Hypnosis is a heightened state of suggestibility. That's all it is. It's a state of heightened suggestibility. It's not a certain brainwave frequency. It's not trance. It's not meditation. It's not relaxation. It's certainly not sleep. Hypnosis is a state of heightened suggestibility. And whatever technique you use to induce that heightened state of suggestibility is a hypnotic induction. So, let me go through that once again. Hypnosis is not sleep. Hypnosis is not trance. Hypnosis is not meditation. It is a heightened state of suggestibility. Let me explain that. A lot of people use the term trance and hypnosis interchangeably, but that's not good enough. Not for the professional hypnotist or hypnotherapist. Trance just means focused attention. Something is going on that's got your attention, or you have given your full attention to something. Now, hypnosis can have trance, but trance is not necessarily hypnosis. Trance, to be entranced, is just to have something calling for your full attention, or for you to be investing your full attention into this thing, this object or idea. Meditation is not hypnosis, because hypnosis is a state of heightened suggestibility. You can have trance, you can have meditation, but if you are not in a state of heightened suggestibility, you don't have hypnosis. Meditation requires trance, but meditation does not require suggestibility. In fact, most people would tell you who are higher practitioners of different kinds of meditation that they're not just becoming suggestible. They are getting in touch with their inner self, or they're getting in touch with higher consciousness. It's not some kind of suggestibility trip. So, hypnosis is not trance. It is not meditation. Hypnosis is not simple compliance. So many people out there have tried to say, oh, hypnosis doesn't exist. All you have is people playing along, just following instructions. That's not a true statement either. As a matter of fact, medical research using brain scan equipment and that sort of thing have shown that the brain operates differently in a state of hypnosis than it does within when someone is just imagining or pretending to be hypnotized. Hypnosis is a state of consciousness in which the person is more highly suggestible than in a normal state of consciousness. So now let me talk about what is suggestibility. Suggestibility is not trance. Suggestibility is not compliance. Suggestibility is a state of mind such that the suggestions made by the hypnotist or hypnotherapist have a real effect on the beliefs, perceptions, and behaviors of the individual because they begin to perceive reality differently. You see, when someone is in hypnosis and the hypnotherapist says, I have now locked your eyelids down, you cannot open them, try to open them. If the individual really tries to open them, the eyelids will feel locked down. They're not just pretending to try to open their eyes. They really feel a sensation. And if the hypnotist says, your arm is locked straight out in front of you, locked straight out in front of you, try to lower it, but you cannot. Try to lower it, but you cannot. If a person is deeply enough hypnotized, and it's not very deep, to experience arm catalepsy, the arm will feel locked in place. They will perceive it as being locked in place. They'll try to lower it. They'll try to push down. But to the best of their effort, it will be locked in place. In deeper levels of hypnosis, such as somnambulism, be it the threshold of somnambulism, full somnambulism, or profound somnambulism, the suggestions of the hypnotist or hypnotherapist will have such a profound effect on the individual that the person can hallucinate or experience amnesia or experience anesthesia. That's right. In those levels of hypnosis, and I'm not going to get into too complicated of a discussion here as to which phenomenon is associated to which level. It's not that important to our discussion. What's important is it's not just compliance. It's not just trance. It's not just playing along. When someone is in a deep state of hypnosis, the hypnotist can say to someone, you can no longer remember a particular number or your middle name or your address. And then while in the state of hypnosis or even post-hypnotically for some predetermined period of time, that individual will be unable to recall that piece of information. That is selective amnesia by suggestion. Or the hypnotist can suggest that a particular area of the body is insensitive to pain. And then when the person is pinched or pricked or poked, they will feel no pain. And that's analgesia. Can even be suggested that they feel nothing at all. No pressure, no temperature, nothing. In that case, we have anesthesia, real anesthesia. Hundreds, if not thousands, of operations are conducted all around the world every year with no chemical anesthesia at all. Also, it's very useful in painless natural childbirth. This is not just playing around. It's not just focused attention. It's a heightened state of suggestibility. People can experience hallucinations from the mere suggestion that something exists or doesn't exist. In hypnosis, I've done this many times in class. I've hypnotized someone at the front of the class and then gave the suggestion that there was something to view, like a clock on a wall, or a very pretty doily, or a fabric of many colors, or a carpet that they're standing on. I'll have the person open their eyes, and then they will hallucinate. They'll actually see that thing that I suggested. It's not just trance. It's not just playing along, and meditation has nothing to do with it. Hypnosis is a heightened state of suggestibility. So, what is hypnosis? It's a heightened state of suggestibility. And when someone is in one of these states of hypnosis, particularly useful are the somnambulistic states, we can change their perceptions about themselves and the world. And more importantly, we can even go back in time, have them hallucinate going back in time and reliving events in a more successful or a more enlightened manner, and we can change their lives for good. Sports people and other people who want to work on techniques or skills can also use hypnosis. I call it the holodeck of the mind. In hypnosis, you're completely suggestible. We can create an environment or circumstance or tools or opponents, whatever we need, so that you can practice perfectly anything that you want to improve your skills, ability, or confidence in. In the old Star Trek program, I think it was Star Trek The Next Generation, they had this thing called the holodeck. Well, the holodeck, they could project three-dimensional images. They could put force fields in there so a rock looked like a rock, but it was just a hologram, and it would feel like a rock because their ability to what? To put force fields in there. And so that they could practice all kinds of things in there. They could have scientific experiments. They could practice different kinds of techniques. Very useful. Alas, that doesn't exist yet. But the hypnotherapist is able to create a holodeck in the human mind. And what we can do is we could take people who want to improve skills and abilities into their mind and hallucinate every tool, circumstance, whatever they need to polish up their tools. For example, the golfer could go out on the golf course on the holodeck of his mind and begin to practice the perfect golf swing. He can take an individual who's a gymnast and experience the perfect backflip, or a basketball player who over and over in the privacy of his own mind can practice sinking the free throw over and over again. It builds confidence, it builds coordination, and it's really a wonderful tool and technique that the hypnotist has at his or her disposal to help people improve their lives. And that's what it's really about, helping other people improve their lives. Okay, so that was my discussion. What is hypnosis? Hypnosis is a heightened state of suggestibility. It's that simple. It's that easy to understand. What do I want to talk about next? I want to get as much information into each little podcast as I can. What kind of inductions should I use? Oh, boy, this is a huge topic. You could write books and books and books. I just want to fire off a few opinions, maybe open some minds. I was just doing a hypnotherapy session today with a client who's flown in from the other side of the world to do work with me. He knew about the five-path system, and that just had his faith. He says, I want to work with Cal Banyan. I want to use the five-path system to make the change. But before we got into the work, he had a few questions about hypnosis. And he says, Cal, I know that you say, do not use progressive relaxation inductions. And he says, why is that? Well, I'm not going to put a skull and crossbones and the label of poison on progressive relaxations, inductions. But let me just say this. You know, there are more effective, more reliable, and more efficient ways to do hypnosis with your clients than progressive relaxation inductions. You know, progressive relaxation inductions are the most popular inductions, and it's a darn pity. And I'm going to tell you why. If you do a standard progressive relaxation induction, when you get done, what level of hypnosis do you have? Well, if you ask people who practice that, they might hem and haw, and the truth is, they don't know. The problem with a progressive relaxation induction is, sadly, when you get done, you don't know if you have any hypnosis at all. Another problem with a progressive relaxation induction is, gosh, it just takes a long time, and so it's not efficient. So compared to rapid and instant inductions, they're not efficient. They're also not as effective because the longer and longer you make the induction portion of the session last, the more likely things are going to go wrong. For example, the client might get distracted, or if you're working particularly in the afternoons, there's a chance that you may never get the person hypnotized before they fall asleep. And so let's get rid of the progressive relaxation from our profession, except in special cases. Let me think of a special case. Ah, I've got it. What about if I don't care if they go into hypnosis? Use progressive relaxations when you really don't care. I mean, progressive relaxation inductions when you don't care if your client falls asleep. When would that be? How about when you're creating a tape for relaxation or a tape or CD program for someone who is meant to fall asleep? That's the only time I ever use it. Let me see. I had this one hypnotherapist come to me. He says, I am also a massage therapist, and I know the value of deep relaxation, and that's why I like the progressive relaxation induction. And I said, well, how about this? What if you did an instant induction that took 4 seconds to get your client into somnambulism and then did a progressive relaxation as a deepener? Imagine how deep your clients would go if you started off with the hypnosis. Well, that therapist loved the idea, and he's reported back that things are working even better yet. So now, what do we want to do? We want to begin to use rapid inductions and instant inductions. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to recommend that you read a couple of articles that I have. They're posted on both the Banyan Hypnosis Mall and the hypnosiscenter.com. So BanyanHypnosisMall.com and hypnosiscenter.com. I have free articles sections there, and I have an updated version of the Elman induction, which I call the Elman-Banyan induction. I made a number of different changes in there. You can begin to read that and use those use rapid inductions by just simply reading that script. And in about 2 minutes, three at the most, you can have a properly prepared, willing client in somnambulism, just 2 or 3 minutes. Okay. There's also a great article on there about how to do instant inductions. I think it's called You Can Do Instant Inductions, or it's called The 8-Word Induction. While I was training new therapists to use instant inductions, I used to use an older version, kind of an Elman version of an instant induction, and I found that it just took too long. It went something like this. In a moment, I'm going to have you press on my hand, then I'm going to count to three. When I get to three, I'd like you to press down firmly and continue pressing down until I give you instructions to do otherwise. Good. Now give me your hand. Put your hand on my hand, fingers straight out. Good. Thumb up against your hand. One, two, three. Press, press, press. Good. Keep pressing. Now look at me right here, pointing to my eyes. Look into my eyes and let your eyelids begin to go droopy, drowsy, sleepy, closing, closing, droopy, drowsy, sleepy, closing, closing. Close your eyes and then I pull my hand out and go sleep. Now, that's a very efficient, effective induction. It can be done in about 45 seconds. Beautiful. But the problem was you have to memorize it. And in class, there wasn't time for people to memorize that much. And so I started working with my clients, and as I do instant inductions and probably about I'm probably up to about 95% of my sessions now where I induce the hypnosis as opposed to the client inducing the hypnosis themselves when they've learned self-hypnosis, like 7-Path. If I'm inducing the hypnosis, about a 95% chance that I'm going to do an instant induction. So what I kept doing is thinking, how can I make this more efficient? Because the shorter the induction, all things being equal, the more effective and efficient it's going to be. And this is what I did. I nailed it down to the essential 8 words, and I'm going to give it to you right now. You can hypnotize anyone who's had a good pre-talk, willing to follow instructions, and wants to be hypnotized with these 8 words. This is what you do. You say, press on my hand, close your eyes, then pull the hand out and say, sleep. And they will go into a state of hypnosis. Now, you need to immediately follow that up with a couple of sentences, whatever you want, of suggestions for going deeper, relaxed. Like I might go, press on my hand, close your eyes, sleep. Go loose, limp, and relax. With every gentle breath you exhale, go deeper and deeper, relaxed. This helps to hold them and stabilize the hypnosis. Then go into a simple one down to five count, and that'll deepen them into a good, solid state of hypnosis. And then if it's your first time with someone, you need to do some testing, and I'm going to get into that more in another session, in another one of our programs, deepening and testing hypnosis. But there you go. You now have an induction that you can use that takes only 8 words in about 3 to 4 seconds. Try it. You'll like it. Now, some of you don't have the nerve to use that right away. So what I'm going to suggest is if you're already seeing clients and you want to have the nerve to use this in a regular session, I recommend that on your first session with a client, use your regular induction or use the Elman-Banyan induction as I have it written out on the website in the articles section. But once you've got them in hypnosis, give them the post-hypnotic suggestion. Next time you want to do hypnosis with me or anyone you trust, all they're going to have to do is drop your hand and say the word sleep, and you'll instantly go back to this level of hypnosis or deeper. If that's okay with you, nod your head. Beautiful. Now what we've done is we've put in a post-hypnotic suggestion for reinduction of hypnosis. So, in the next session, you can practice your instant induction. You've already told them that in the subsequent sessions, all you got to do is have them press on their hand and say the word sleep. No, let me say it again. All you have to do is have them press on your hand, and when you pull your hand out, you drop it and say sleep. And now you've fulfilled the criteria that you suggested for post-hypnotic suggestion for reinduction of hypnosis. That's right. You hypnotized them in your normal way. You gave them the post-hypnotic suggestion. Next time, all they have to do is drop your hand, say the word sleep. And then in the next session, you just simply do that. You say, would you like to do hypnosis with me now? They give you the affirmative. And you say, good. Press on my hand. Close your eyes. Sleep. And when you do that, you've dropped their hand and said the word sleep, and they'll pop right back into hypnosis. That gives you the opportunity to practice instant inductions with your live clients with a level of certainty that they'll go back into hypnosis. Then, once you've got your timing down and your confidence down, you can start using them in all your sessions, including your first session. Okay, well, that's going to wrap it up for today. It's a beautiful Friday. I got to go out and ride my bicycle or something. Let me wrap it up. We're going to have many more topics in the future. I'm trying to keep these around 30 minutes if I can. Sometimes I'll run longer because I just have so much to talk about. Now, one of the things I'm thinking about talking about on the next one, I can't promise it, but I'm thinking about talking about 5-Path with pain clients and all the different things we can do with 5-Path. All right, to wrap it up, I hope you will come back for more. Each week we plan on publishing another one of these wonderful publications about hypnosis. I'll be the host. I hope you'll visit our website. You'll learn more about upcoming trainings, especially, if you're already certified in hypnosis, I hope you'll come to the NGH convention at Marlborough, Massachusetts this year and take my Week of Power. Week of Power, 7-day advanced hypnotherapy certification course, certification for 5-Path and 7-Path. Also, you can come to our center, and if you're not already certified or if you'd like to kind of brush up, you can come to our 10-day NGH hypnotherapy certification training with 5 and 7-Path. We also, in October, will have a 7-day Week of Power that's going to be fun. It's for you guys that can't make it to the convention. All right. If you want to contact me, you can by writing to Cal Banyan, that's CalBanyan, at hypnosiscenter.com, or you can call our office at 714-258-8380. Until next time. This is Cal Banyan signing off. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.